could Peterborough have to change the signs that welcome people into the city? You've almost certainly seen them dotted around. You see them if you drive into Peterborough. They say, creating the UK's environment capital. But soon, Peterborough might not even be Cambridge's environment capital. Ely's looking to steal the crown by becoming the first city in the UK to go plastic bag free. Julie Howell is the Green City Councillor for Orton Waterville in Peterborough. Hi, Julie.
Good morning.
Do you think that Peterborough still merits this environment capital tagline?
No, please get rid of those signs. Residents are becoming so cynical when they see them. By all means, have the aspiration, but I think the signs are a bit previous. Let's get rid of them and get working on solving the problem.
Do you find them embarrassing?
Yeah. There's one right by my house. People are always talking to me about it, and I say, I know. I mean, our recycling rate is not what it should be. Our aim is 65%. We're at 41.9. It's not good enough. We're very good at telling residents to recycle, not very good at dealing with the recycling. So let's get rid of the signs and put them back in place when we really deserve them.
So what's gone wrong, Julie? Because as you say, the aspiration is a positive one.
It is. I mean, I've just joined the council, as you know, so I don't know the ins and outs of what's gone on to date. But what I do know is we're not quite where we need to be. The signs have been up for a while. We have the Peterborough Environment Trust in the city doing lots of good work to inform people, but somehow the council is falling down. As you know, the council is going to take the responsibility for its kind of street collections in-house in February. So perhaps things will change for the better then. Let's hope so.
Do you think money's been an issue? I suppose that this aspiration to become the UK's environment capital, it kind of began during this time of austerity. Do you think the council has been struggling to make being green a priority at that time?
I think that's a very fair comment, and we have to think about priorities in Peterborough. We just had many more children coming into care in Peterborough, and so they're a priority. We have to look after our older people, so that's a priority. Of course, the planet is the biggest priority, but there's a lot of balls we need to keep in the air in Peterborough, that's for sure.
Okay. Is there anything in Peterborough you think, Julie, that you really can be proud of on the green front?
Well, I can really speak for my ward so far, having only been in for a few months. We're doing a lot to encourage people to stop fly tipping, to start using their bins correctly. We struggle against the brown bin charge. We struggle against people having difficulty getting it to the recycling centre if they're older. So I've got various initiatives to help people with that. So I'd say we're getting there, but there's still some way to go.
This borrow bag scheme in Ely, they're trying to go plastic bag free. Would you like to see Peterborough do the same?
Yeah. At risk of offending everybody in Ely, it sounds a little bit gimmicky to me. I think what we need to do to solve the plastic bag problem is stop manufacturing plastic bags and for shops to stop stocking them. The difficulty there for businesses is their bottom line. I know that if I'm passing a shop and I think, ooh, I'd like to buy that, and I don't have a bag for life on me, I don't buy it. I go home because I think I'm not carrying that and I'm not paying extra for a bag. So I think we have to think about our local economy very, very carefully.
I suppose it's about giving people options. You know, maybe banning plastic bags would be a bridge too far, but you're giving people an alternative with this scheme.
Yeah, I think people already know about all this, though. Everybody knows about canvas bags. The trouble is remembering to carry one with you when you're out and about. You know to bring them with you when you know you're going to the supermarket, but when you're just wandering down the high street and you think, ooh, you know, I might like to buy that, that's where we need to make sure people have a little canvas bag in the bottom of their bag or in their pocket all of the time, and then we'll start to really solve this problem.
I suppose it's that kind of situation that this scheme is targeted at eradicating, because there'll always be a bag that you can borrow in the store.
Yes, well, I'd like to think so. I've looked into this, and they're going to have to make an awful lot of bags, I think, to service this effectively. If they can, fantastic, and I'll be putting pressure on Peterborough City Council to follow their lead.
But not entirely convinced at this stage. Julie, thank you very much for your time. Julie Howell there from the Green Party in Peterborough.